The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Today's tour content is sponsored by Naomi Mann in honor of Yeshiva B'nai Torah's 50th year. May Hashem grant YBT continued success. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on August 4th, 2021, entitled Sitting Bull's Ghost Dance and Mashiach. The final section of Jonathan Lear's Radical Hope, Ethics in the Face of Cultural Devastation, examines how Pleniku, the last chief of the Crow Nation, saved his people by adapting to the new world after the devastation of the world of the Crow. Although his leadership decisions were influenced by dream visions, Lear argues that Pleniku possessed, quote, imaginative excellence, end quote, which allowed him to, quote, facilitate a creative and appropriate response to the world's challenges, end quote, in a pragmatic, non-mystical manner. Lear contrasts Pleniku's success in this regard with the failure of Sitting Bull, chief of the Sioux. In 1889, rumors arose of a messianic figure who would arise and save the Sioux. It was claimed, quote, he would wipe out all whites in a catastrophe, bring back their ancestors from the dead, restore all the buffalo. The Messiah was teaching that the current task of the Indian was to perform a ghost dance, which would help usher in the apocalypse. The dance spread like wildfire across the reservation, but nowhere did it take greater hold than at Sitting Bull's camp at Standing Rock. The dance was ecstatic. Participants would dance into a frenzy and continue until they dropped of exhaustion. They wore ghost shirts that would protect them from bullets. They abandoned all other activities in order to bring about this cataclysm. The dance continued through October and November and into December, when it was forcibly ended. As is well documented, U.S. authorities were greatly disturbed by the ghost dance. They were concerned it might lead to an uprising or at least the breakdown of civil order, and they sought to suppress it. End quote. Lear writes, quote, there is no evidence that Sitting Bull actually participated in the ghost dance, but he did support it, end quote. The following is Lear's analysis of Sitting Bull's fatal error. Quote, Sitting Bull used a dream vision to short-circuit reality rather than to engage with it. It is a hallmark of the wishful that the world will be magically transformed into conformity with how one would like it to be, without having to take any realistic practical steps to bring it about. The only activity in which one is enjoined to partake in is a ritual, in this case a dance. But when the ritual comes to take over one's entire life, as it did for the Sioux of Standing Rock in the fall of 1890, this is a case of what Freud called turning away from reality. Symbolic rituals take over life, whether in an individual's private life or in the group activity of a culture, and they become a way of avoiding the real-life demands that confront one in the everyday. And it led to a disaster for the Sioux. End quote. The Rambam, in his letter on astrology, blames the destruction of the Second Temple on such a mistake. Quote, this is why our kingdom was lost and our temple was destroyed and why we were brought to this. For our fathers sinned and are no more, because they found many books dealing with the matters of the stargazers, which are the root of idolatry. They erred and were drawn after them, imagining them to be glorious science and to be of great utility. They did not busy themselves with the art of war or with the conquest of lands, but imagined that those studies would help them, meaning the studies of astrology. Therefore, the prophets called them foolish children, as it says in Yirmiyahu 4:22, and truly fools they were, for they, quote, followed after that which does not benefit. From Yirmiyahu 2:8, and that's the end of the quote from the Rambam's letter. We too believe in the coming of a Mashiach, of a Messiah. However, our Messianic era will involve no changes in the natural order. See Hilchos Tshuva 9:2 and Hilchos Malachim Umilchamos 12:1. The process of bringing about the Messianic era is eminently practical and political, and neither supernatural nor miraculous. See Hilchos Malachim Umilchamos chapter 11 in its entirety. What remains to be seen is whether the imaginative excellence of the Jewish nation and its leaders at the critical junctures in the future will follow the model of Pleniku, enabling us to courageously engage with reality, or whether we will follow the model of Sitting Bull to our peril. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneewas@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.